papacy, which has been in existence almost 1,500 years, at a time period, if you go back into history and look at what was being written about the papacy by Catholics and non-Catholics, both, they were all saying the Catholic Church is finished. It's not going to rise, it's going to disintegrate and fall apart. If you go back to the history books during the time period that the Great Controversy was written, the late 1800s, the late 1700s up to the late 1800s, during that time period, that was the common opinion of the Catholic Church. It's finished. It's come to its end. Yet here was a lady writing a book, and one of the main premises that we've been building, that says, from Great Controversy 566, that the Vatican was going to regain control of the world, reestablish persecution, and undo all that Protestantism has done. That was the most bold claim during that time period that you would ever expect to hear. And yet, today in the world, who's considered the greatest moral authority in the world today? The Pope of Rome. How'd that happen? How'd that happen? We're going to continue to look at how that happened. I talked about just 100 years ago in the United States that there were still riots in the cities of the United States that were specifically focused at Catholics. You may not realize it, but here last year, the Congress of the United States, a Protestant country, and brothers and sisters, there's only one definition for the word Protestant. I say this many times in my presentations, but it means a lot to me. It doesn't matter whether you get a Catholic dictionary or a Protestant dictionary. If you look up the word Protestant, there's only one definition. It means to protest Rome. And the United States was the premier country that was considered Protestant. It was the country that was the most forceful about protesting Rome. And somewhere in the recent past, it ceased to do that, evidently. But in another example, besides just the riots a century ago in the United States, the very beginning of the United States, the Vatican sent a large piece of marble to the United States government, because the United States government was getting ready to build the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. And when the boat arrived with this large, valuable piece of stone so they could incorporate it into the building, you know what the Protestants of the United States did? They hauled it out in the Potomac River and dumped it. They didn't want a stone that came from the Vatican involved with anything to do with the building of Washington, D.C. But do you realize that the Congress of the United States last year voted to strike a medal for the Pope of Rome? Something has changed. Something has changed. And that change may seem normal or expected to us that are living here and now, but the fact that that change was so clearly predicted